That's a great Buffy St. Marie with her song called Sing Our Own Song. That's what we're doing on this hour-long tribute to Grandmothers, our Strong Women Project at KEXE, KBXE. I'm Heidi Holton. Our first essay comes from Snowy White. Snowy is a teenager. She's either 14 or 15 now. We've talked to her before on KEXE, KBXE. She was in with her mom and her grandma. She is a fashion model for I Am Anishinaabe. That's Delina White's line of Ojibwe fashion that has just taken the fashion world by storm. We asked Snowy to tell us about her grandmother, Delina. And then we also asked Delina to tell us about her grandmother. But here first is Snowy White.
There was a woman named Delina White. She is my grandma. My grandma is an apparel designer and beadwork artist. I've been modeling for her for around 5 years. I'm going to be turning 15 in a couple of weeks. I have participated in multiple fashion shows, including Indigenous Fashion Week Toronto, the Santa Fe Indian Market Haute Couture Fashion Show, and the Heard Museum in Phoenix, Arizona, just to name a few. In 2018, I modeled at Indigenous Fashion Week Toronto. The ride there was 16 hours long. We stopped at this small restaurant. I remember I told my grandparents I did not have good service, and they just laughed at me. That hurt my feelings. The day of the fashion show was really fun. I really liked my makeup, which was an ombre starting with yellow, then peach, and red from my temples to my cheekbones, and a pink lip to add to the theme of autumn bronze. The skirt I wore portrayed missing and murdered Indigenous women. This was my favorite skirt I've ever worn because no one talks about the Indigenous women who go missing and get murdered. I am sad to think about the reality of being a Native woman in this society. This society has continued to show us that we do not deserve safety, security, and protection. It's scary that people treat Natives like objects and we could get stolen at any moment. I'm really proud of my grandma for incorporating such an important topic into her designs because she is raising awareness. If more people knew about missing and murdered Indigenous women, then maybe we could fight this crisis. My next story is about a memorable photo shoot at the Walker Art Center in Minneapolis. My grandma collaborated with Gudrun Shedin, who is a designer from Sweden, to create two dresses and a purse. The photo shoot was very challenging for me as I was the only model and it was negative 40 degrees. Every couple of shots, I would have to go back inside because I didn't want my face to be red in the pictures, but I got cold really fast. The next part of the photo shoot, I wore my jingle dress and danced for more pictures in the catalog. While I was doing the sidestep for the pictures, the creative director told my mom and my grandma to join me dancing. That was so special to me because I felt connected to them. I really enjoyed the quality time we spent together and being in the moment with my family. My last story is about my favorite experience, which was last year in Santa Fe. 7 of us piled into a van and drove 18 hours to New Mexico. We arrived early in the morning and spent all day getting ready. By 4 p.m., it was time to get back in the van and drive an hour to get to the fashion show. We were hungry, tired, and running behind schedule. Everyone wanted food, so my grandma brought us on a wild goose chase to get some. The only restaurant around us was McDonald's. We got our food, but then we ended up on a residential road where the speed limit was really slow. There were speed bumps everywhere. My grandma thought it was time to pull out her NASCAR skills. She sped over those bumps so fast, everyone's flies were flying through the air, and my tea spilled all over the three of us sitting in the back seat. My grandma made that van fly. This was the beginning to a great weekend. I met many inspiring Native designers, like Jamie Okuma, who is one of my favorite designers. We took lots of pictures. The Haute Couture fashion show was on Sunday. It was my favorite fashion show I've been in. I am so grateful for the many opportunities that my grandma has given me. She has taught me to hold my head high and keep my shoulders back. Although we had a bumpy road in the beginning, I would do it all over again. My grandma is my biggest fan. She has taught me a lot about Indigenous fashion and how every job is important. My grandma is a firm believer that dreams can come true. I can achieve my goals as long as I work hard and do my best. I love my grandma and thank you for everything.